And this is Tate Servance bringing you your news for the hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware. And by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. The Huron County Board of Commissioners are scheduled to meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 10th in the meeting room in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to discuss the proposal to lock the east and west doors of the county building to have the general public enter through the north and south doors effective June 1st as a safety measure. The board is also expected to approve the request of the Thumb Area Assault Crisis Center to display their survivor-created gene exhibit within the county building for 1 week in recognition of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Commissioners are also expected to transfer the Huron County Department of Public Works Board to the Huron County Road Commission and to support the application for the federal and local bridge program funds for the replacement of the McMillan and Bach Road bridges and the rehabilitation of the Oak Beach Road Bridge. Drug traffickers across the country have found a new and chilling strategy, disguising fentanyl as the ordinary items already inside your home. Brightly colored pills with stamped cartoon logos, capsules that mirror children's vitamins, tablets designed to pass as common over-the-counter supplements, innocent looking by design, deadly by content. Law enforcement agencies nationwide have been seizing these counterfeits with alarming regularity. They're not being sold in the shadows alone. Social media has become a marketplace, putting them within reach of teenagers and curious kids who may not realize what they're actually holding. And here's the hard truth. There is no way to identify these pills by sight. Without laboratory testing, a fentanyl-laced tablet is undetectable, and a dose small enough to fit on a fingertip can be fatal. The message from authorities is simple and non-negotiable. If it wasn't prescribed to you by a licensed medical professional, don't take it. Don't let your children near it and secure your medications at home. Monitor what your kids are picking up and talk to them openly and honestly about the risks of taking anything from an unknown source. If you ever come across pills or substances you don't recognize, don't handle them. Leave them where they are and contact your local law enforcement immediately. This isn't a big city problem or a small town problem. It's everywhere, and awareness is the first line of defense. And at the Bad Axe School Board meeting Thursday, it was a packed house as parents and residents pushed back against a proposed district consolidation plan. School leaders say the proposal would reorganize buildings to make better use of facilities. Under the plan, 6th through 12th graders would attend the current high school, while young 5s through 5th grade would move into the current middle school, renamed Bad Axe Elementary. The existing elementary building would house the Ascent Alternative High School, a child care center, and a community service agency. District officials say the change could expand academic opportunities and better prepare schools for the future, but many parents say the idea feels rushed and raises concerns about safety, building suitability, and traffic during pickup and drop-off. Some community members also question placing the alternative high school in the same building as a daycare program. District administrators push back, noting the programs have shared space for years without incident, and emphasizing that Ascent students are still part of the Bad Axe District. Several residents also criticized what they described as limited communication with families before the proposal surfaced, saying parents should play a larger role in shaping the plan. School board members acknowledged the concerns and said they're open to further discussion, and the board is expected to take up the consolidation proposal at its March 23rd meeting. And we will be right back after this message from Ace, your local Ace stores, as well as AVS Broadband and their tech team.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection, because your internet isn't just a service, it's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we are back with your national news. The Pentagon and Federal Aviation Administration, or the FAA, have reached an agreement to begin testing anti-drone laser technology in New Mexico. The tests are designed to evaluate the effectiveness of directed energy systems in protecting sensitive airspace from unauthorized drone activity. As drone technology becomes more accessible, officials are prioritizing the development of non-kinetic countermeasures, and the results of these tests will inform future policies on how to safeguard airports and military installations from potential aerial threats. And we will be right back with your international news after this message from Tri-County Equipment.
Jim, what are you doing?
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
I just purchased a used sprayer the other day from Tri-County Equipment. I looked it up at tricountyequipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
Really? Let me check it out. Hey, they've got a used one in stock, just what I need. Plus, I know the equipment was used locally in our area, which is reassuring. I'll give Tri-County Equipment a call right now. Look it over and see if we can make a deal.
Why take chances with online auctions when Tri-County Equipment may have the pre-owned equipment in stock and ready to deal? Go to tricountyequipment.com for their complete pre-owned inventory.
And U.S. intelligence sources suggest that Russia's provided Iran with information to help Tehran target U.S. military assets in the Middle East. The Pentagon stated it is closely tracking Russian-Iranian cooperation as the regional conflict intensifies. And the Kremlin has not officially responded to the allegations, but the reported intel sharing raises concerns about a broader geopolitical shift. The situation complicates U.S. efforts to contain the conflict and prevent further escalation. And that was your news for this hour. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We do not have any obits at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.